Well, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today? Now, here's a news item that is written by a very biased reporter. This reporter takes sides on what they're writing about, so they kind of spin it for the people they want to be the winners, I guess. That's not being a good reporter, is it? That's being an activist. So obviously they're not a very good reporter. Anyway, this family had booked a flight on Sun Express Airlines. I didn't know there was one. I guess it's just a chartered one. So anyway, this family, her husband, a mother and a daughter, boarded the flight and got ready for takeoff. Now, the daughter of this family has a peanut allergy. So the mother took it upon herself to go to the passengers and ask them to not eat peanuts. She asked each passenger to tell the passengers behind them or in front of them or whatever, so the whole plane knew. I don't know, maybe she'd like to do the safety talk as well. Oh, I forgot to mention this Femon is a very important person. She's a BBC weather reporter. You know, well, almost royalty. Well, she obviously thinks she is anyway. But basically, she was taking over control of the cabin, wasn't she? And when the captain heard about this, he wasn't too happy. So he arranged for this family to be removed from the plane. For the safety of all passengers, including them. Which didn't make the husband too happy, so he went up and started banging on the captain's door. Maybe he wants to fly the plane to Turkey, they're taking over the whole flight. But really, the captain has to think about all the passengers, not just one or two of them. He deemed it was more safe for everybody if this family was removed. And to be honest, I quite agree with him. Because this family obviously thought they were a sort of royalty of some sort. Yes, of course it's unfortunate their daughter has a nut allergy, but they don't take over the whole plane, do they? I mean, after all, it's their problem. But the way the reporter sort of writes this story, as if their captain was a very angry little. Yes, that's right, they insult the captain in the paper. How childish is that? But you only have to read the story to read between the lines to see what really happened there. If you take a look at the two Femons here, the mother and the daughter, you could see that they both think they're princesses, of course. Maybe this Femon should have just asked one of the stewardesses to ask the captain to make an announcement, perhaps, without taking control of the cabin. These type of stories and the way they're spun really annoys me. Because the captain may even lose his job or be reprimanded in some way. For why? Because a Femon decided her family was more important than anybody else on the plane? This story reeks of Femon entitlement, doesn't it? And a husband with no balls. I mean, it's the way it's been written, this news item, that this family is the victims. But in reality, it's everybody else around them that are the victims, not the family. They have a daughter with a nut allergy. That's their issue. Of course, what should have happened, I guess this family thinks, is all the other passengers got off the plane and they're the only ones on it, and they go there on their own, so it'd be safe. Now, I'm not making light of a peanut allergy because it must be horrendous to live with. But this Femon mother obviously thought she was more important than she was. There is only one captain on a flight, and obviously she controls and manipulates her husband, but I guess not every man jumps to her commands. This also reminds me of the very obese people on planes, who expect everybody to accommodate them. And yet they're the ones with the problem. And generally it's always Femons, by the way. Anyway, guys, I'll put a link to the news item down below. Have a read of it and tell me what you think and what you can read between the lines. I think the captain and crew did exactly what they should have done. But this family will be looking for revenge and compensation, of course. Now, I wonder what the story would have been like if the captain had been a Femon. There would be no shaming language towards the Femon, would there, in the paper? Not allowed. Probably wouldn't even make the newspaper. But it's a male captain, so that's a chance to do the shaming language. You know, males are bad and Femons are just so good. And they can do nothing wrong. Perhaps this reporter should open their eyes. Or maybe write a fiction book. They'd be good at that. Anyway, I tip my hat to the captain on that aircraft. I don't even know him. Sounds like a decent person, though. Catch you later, guys.
This is the captain speaking. Just after takeoff with everybody, please refrain from breathing. We have one passenger that catches colds and viruses very easily. Thank you for your cooperation. Our flight time will be 4 hours and 20 minutes. So take a very deep breath.